Baptism Sunday. This is hands down one of my favorite Sundays we do all year, as often as we do it, because the stories of transformation and the stories of what God has done is so remarkable. I can't think of a better way to end our Arrival Time series than with water baptism. So I'm tasked and get the opportunity to share with us a quick thought and then lead us into baptism. And I was reminded as we've worked through the series, week one, we talked about the idea that comparison kills. And then week two, we brought up the other side of that conversation where it says, but contentment brings life. And I believe for you and I today, which is also symbolized in water baptism, is that the life that we desire and are called to live in Jesus only comes by surrendering in Christ. And it's the truth. The reality that you and I face is the life we are pursuing, the best that we can possibly have that Jesus gives, is only experienced in surrendering to Him. And Scripture is very clear. The only way that we can surrender to Jesus is by a simple statement of fixing our eyes on Him. And I love what Hebrews reminds us of today that I want to take a moment, read, and share a couple of thoughts. It says this in chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. It says, therefore, since we have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside, everyone say lay aside, every hindrance. Some of you got it good. I should say it again. Sorry. And the sin, say the sin, that easily ensnares us. We are called to lay aside everything that hinders and the sin that ensnares. It says, let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes focused and fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. It says, for the joy that lay before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The simple picture for you and I today is the surrender to Christ hinges on our understanding that there are things in our lives that we are holding on to that are keeping our focus and our gaze shifting away from Jesus and Jesus alone. The writer of Hebrews talks about two things. It says, lay aside the hindrances. And I would liken these things to things in our lives that may not be bad things, but they're just things in our lives that we seek for comfort or pleasure or enjoyment. Some of us are already fighting the urge not to check notifications on your phone because your fantasy football team is lighting it up or they're not lighting it up. Some of you are excited because today is Seahawks Sunday. Come on. Some of us, not all of us. But the challenge is simply this. We have things in our lives that are not always bad things, but they become hindrances. They become distractions from what God intends for you and I to have is Jesus as the sole attentive individual that captures our gaze. So the Hebrew writer doesn't just stop there. He says not only should you lay aside everything that hinders, but you should also get rid of all of the sin that ensnares your life. See, there are things in our lives that we know we should not be doing as followers of Jesus. There are things that we're like, yeah, but I'll give you all of me but this one piece. Or some of it's just addictive behaviors that I can't seem to shake. These are things that soak in and begin to become our identity. The things and the pleasures of this world. The things that we allow in sexuality, in our relationship status, promiscuous lifestyle. We're living in a way that is not honoring God. We're allowing sin to stay in our life to have a hold on us. And the author of Hebrews is saying, lay aside every hindrance. Put aside every sin. Why? And fix your eyes on Jesus. Do you know what fixing your eyes on Jesus means? It means you are choosing to trust in who He is. You're choosing to trust what He says. And you're willing to live in obedience to what He says to do. Hebrews says He's the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Do you know what a pioneer does? Charts a new path. Jesus charted the path for life and life abundant. And in order to follow Jesus, to experience the life that we desire, and the life that He calls us to, it requires that we keep our eyes fixed on Him, following the path that He laid out in front of us. But the author of Hebrews calls us to lay aside the distractions and remove the sin that ensnares. I was at coffee with my daughter this last week. She's in the room. She knows I'm sharing this, and she kind of just glared at me like, what? Can't throw me under the bus like that, Dad. And I'm not calling her out by name, but we were at coffee this week. Everyone's like, I know who she is. And we're reading through chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And I just asked her, what stood out to you? And she said, one of the things that stood out to me was the fact that John the Baptist was wearing camel hair and eating locusts. And I stopped and I was like, okay, that's an observation I didn't think about. I said, why do you think? Why do you think that why he was wearing that? And I was stunned by what she said. She didn't catch it at first that I was stunned by this, but she said, well, I think he just probably wanted to worship God and not be distracted by the things he wore. And there's conversations where the Holy Spirit speaks so clearly and simply to you and to me that we oftentimes just pass over. See, in this conversation of comparison kills, but contentment brings life, and that life is experienced and found in surrender to Jesus, many of us in the room, we know what the Holy Spirit says, but we're choosing to not respond. And my 11-year-old daughter knows that there was a moment the Holy Spirit very clearly opened up Scripture to her, and I'm like, dang, that's a good, that'll preach. That's why I'm using it today. The Holy Spirit does not need you to be emotionally hyped up. The Holy Spirit just needs you to stop for a moment and ask the question, what in my life am I not laying down? We're getting ready to hear stories of individuals who are going public with their faith in Jesus. They have come to a point in their lives where they say, Jesus, I need you and you alone. They are choosing in today to invite you into their story where they're choosing to fix their eyes on Jesus alone. It begs the question for you and I, whether you're being baptized today or you're not, what in your life do you need to lay down and set aside so you can keep your eyes fixed on Jesus? What do you need to do? I don't need to rah-rah you. I just simply need you to stop for a moment and consider that question and ask it in a prayerful mentality, saying, God, what is in my life? Show me. And then the question is, what are you going to do about it? Because the level of our obedience will reveal the depth of our relationship in life. So my question to you this morning, as we wrap up this series, as we bring this series to a close and we get ready to celebrate a couple handfuls of individuals who are going to go public in their faith, what do you need to do with what the Holy Spirit's saying to you? What do you need to lay down? What do you need to remove? And what will you do to start being obedient to the Holy Spirit today? Let me pray for you and then I'll give us some direction. God, I thank you that we get to be here today. I thank you for the stories that we've already heard for those of us who are in other gatherings, but God, the stories we're getting ready to hear. Lord, I am thrilled that you, Holy Spirit, are working in the lives of your people. So today, would you continue that faithful work in each of our hearts? May not one person in this room leave without a prompt, a thought, or an idea of what you are telling us to do. God, I pray you would give us the courage to trust you, to fix our eyes on you, to lay aside those things that hinder and ensnare, and give you total authority and focus in our lives today. We thank you that we get to be with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.